Proclamation number 6258 of 15th of May, 1955. Redemption of souls from the deep before the end. Countless souls will still ascend from the abyss before this period of redemption comes to an end, because the world of light is constantly working on the spiritual being's redemption and because the haven of grace is inexhaustible and available to all who muster the slightest will to become free from their state. The act of new banishment in the creations of earth is certainly a change of its situation but no less agonizing, which is why all possibilities are still utilized to spare this spiritual being in the abyss this new banishment, to release it even before and to lead it towards a less agonizing state, in which it will then also certainly find the path to ascent. There is also turmoil in the depths, for there, too, spirits are divided. The increasingly frequent flashes of light do not miss their effect. Divine love sends them ever more intensely into the abyss, and many souls feel their benefit and their resistance becomes ever weaker. Until they finally desire to expose themselves to the effect of that radiation of light, until they expect it more and more and follow it. While others take refuge in darkness even more in order not to be touched by it. This separation of spirits must also take place there before the last act takes place. That the latter are banished into form again, so that one day the time of liberation can come for them too. Countless souls, however, emerge from the depths, they accept the graces, they give up their resistance and submit to God's judgment. They want to do what they refused to do until now, serve in humility and help where the help is needed. They have been struck in the depths by sparks of love that have brought about this change of will. And these sparks of love emanate from God but also from you humans on earth, for every helpful, merciful thought which applies to the souls of darkness, which are far away from all bliss and in an extremely pitiable state, is evident to these souls as a spark of light, and it does not remain without effect. Countless people on earth certainly fail in their decision of will and sink into immeasurable depths. Yet the redemption from the abyss is a compensation, for they accept what people on earth spurn. They are saved through the means which people on earth reject. They hunger for the word of God which gives them strength and beatitude. Whereas people do not recognize it and therefore pass by a delectable gift which could likewise lead them to the light. The word, which emanates from God as direct radiation of love, does not remain without effect, for infinity receives it and it works as strength everywhere where it is not opposed. And thus it also penetrates into the depths where love has already done the preliminary work. The divine word now affects those souls with all its strength and brings about a change of will which also signifies a certain transformation of the sphere in which the souls are now allowed to dwell. Great spiritual upheavals are taking place on earth and also in the spiritual kingdom, and the time of grace has not yet expired which is granted to the souls for the final decision. God's love constantly endeavors to bring redemption to all souls, and love can contribute much to this. For every ray of love has a redeeming effect, and nothing can be lost that is touched by such a ray of love. Amen.